Autumn, 1934. Hired work. My father hired on at Wireless Power on Tuesday, excavating for towers. He said, "I'm good at digging, and everyone who knows about our hole knows he's telling the truth. He might as well earn a couple dollars. It doesn't look good for the winter crop. Earning some cash will make him feel better. I don't think he'll drink it up. He hasn't done that since Ma. It's hard to believe I once brought money in, too, even if it was just a dime now and then for playing piano. Now I can't hardly stay in the same room with one. Especially Ma's." October, 1934. Almost rain. It almost rained Saturday. The clouds hung low over the farm. The air felt thick. It smelled like rain. In town, the sidewalks got damp. That was all. November, 1934. Those hands. The Wildcats started practice this week. Coach Albright used to say I could play for the team. "You've got what it takes, Billy Joe. Look at the size of those hands," he'd say. "Look at how tall." I'd tell him, "Just because I'm tall doesn't mean I can play basketball, or even that I want to." But he'd say I should play anyway. Coach Albright didn't say anything to me about basketball this year. I haven't gotten any shorter. It's because of my hands. My father used to say, "Why not put those hands to good use?" He doesn't say anything about those hands anymore. Only Arlie Wonderdale talks about them and how they could play piano again if I would only try. November, 1934. Real snow. The dust stopped, and it snowed. Real snow. Dreamy Christmas snow. Gentle. Nothing blowing. Such calm. Like after a fever. Wet. Clinging to the earth. Melting into the dirt. Snow. Oh, the grass and the wheat and the cattle and the rabbits. And my father will be happy. November, 1934. Dance review. Vera Wonderdale is putting on a dance review at the palace, and Arlie asked if I'd play a number with the Black Mesa boys. It's hard, coming on to Christmas, just me and my father, with no Ma and no little brother. I don't really feel like doing anything. Still, I told Arlie I would try, just because it looked like it meant a lot to him. He said he'd be dancing then, so he needed a piano player. And Mad Dog would be singing, and he knew how I just love to be connected with anything Mad Dog's doing. The costumes Vera ordered come all the way from the city, she said. Special, the latest cuts. I wish I could go with her to pick them up. During rehearsals, Mad Dog comes off the stage after his numbers and stands by the piano. He doesn't look at me like I'm a poor motherless thing. He doesn't stare at my deformed hands. He looks at me like I am someone he knows. Someone named Billy Joe Kelby. I'm grateful for that, especially considering how bad I'm playing. December, 1934. Mad Dog's tail. Mad Dog is surrounded by girls. They ask him how he got his name. He says, "It's not because I'm wild or a crazy untamed boy, but because 14 years ago when I was 2, I would bite anything I could catch hold of. My ma, my brother, Doc Rice, even Reverend Bingham. So my father named me Mad Dog, and it stuck." When I go home, I ask my father if he knows Mad Dog's real name. He looks at me like I'm talking in another language. Ma could have told me. December, 1934. Art exhibit. We had an art exhibit last week in the basement of the courthouse to benefit the library. Price of admission was 1 book or 10 cents. I paid 10 cents the first time, but they let me in the second and third times for free. That was awful kind, since I didn't have another dime, and I couldn't bring myself to hand over Ma's book of poetry from the shelf over the piano. It was really something to see the oil paintings, the watercolors, the pastels and charcoals. There were pictures of the panhandle in the old days, with the grass blowing and wolves. There was a painting of a woman getting dressed in a room of curtains, and a drawing of a railroad station with a garden out the front, and a sketch of a little girl holding an enormous cat in her lap. But now the exhibit is gone. the paintings stored away in spare rooms or locked up where no one can see them. I feel such a hunger to see such things, and such an anger because I can't. December 1934.